Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and my business partner, Tom, and I would like to say thank you for all the wonderful support through these 25 years, and it is very, very hard to believe that it has been that long. And it is one of those experiences that many of us in life know, and that is that this thing called time, even though they say it's an illusion, there's something going on with it, because when 25 years passes so quickly, there is something going on. So Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is, of course, brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper that you have heard a lot about over these months and years. And the Healthy Referral is such a gift to so many people, including ourselves, because it has been a mission that began in 1989. And we knew then that it was something that would continue to expand on a national and global level. And that is exactly what's going on. We have each and every one of you to thank for that. Without you, there would not be a Healthy Referral Newspaper. There would not be this Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, as well as the many expos that we have put on through the years. We're looking at number 16 in the late 2015. Possibly in Orlando, Florida. So again, we would love for you to get in touch with us. We hear from so many wonderful listeners and readers of our Healthy Referral, and we'd like to keep that going. So our communication would be, let's start with our healthyreferral.com website. It's just as it sounds, healthyreferral.com, and we spell referral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. Our phone number is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. You can see the email addresses on our website, but if you would like to just make note of one of the emails, it would be marciacm@yahoo.com, and that is spelled marciacm@yahoo.com. And we would like to also remind you that we are thrilled that many of you are referring others to us who want to promote in the Healthy Referral Newspaper and to be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And as you who are listening and who have done this know that we send out thank you commissions, it is our way of expressing our gratitude for all of you doing what you're doing in a natural way and helping the Healthy Referral Newspaper grow. So if you're hearing this for the first time, please know that if you have somebody, it doesn't matter where they're located on the planet, because the Healthy Referral gets around. It's also, beside a physical full-size newspaper, it's a digital newspaper as well. So you are able to actually see a copy. I'll give you a squibbed site that you can go to. It's www.sscribdavid.com/healthyreferral. Again, it's just healthyreferral. And you'll be able to see a number of past issues by going to that website. We look forward to hearing from you. We are always, always overjoyed. And again, you can call us at 216-533-2273. As most of you who have been listening for so long know, we have amazing interviews. And they just keep getting better. It's absolutely phenomenal. And the past so many months, we've had the pleasure of connecting with young entrepreneurs. And for me, one recent one was out of Atlanta, Georgia, an 11-year-old who actually, when she was 10, expressed to her mom that she was interested in making natural soaps, and all of that started from there. Today is no exception. We have a young man, and his name is Jordan Austin. And Jordan is another young entrepreneur. I have his mic still closed, but I'm going to bring him on in a minute. I just wanted to mention just a brief bit before I bring him on. Actually, a great, great title for the product. It's Nothing to Hide, and it was made with the intention of treating their own personal skin problems. And as many of us know, this is exactly how so many things are created. And after discovering how amazing that it worked on their skin, as well as they had some different friends and so forth try it, and being so effective, you know, they were excited, and they decided to go ahead and move forward. And what was created was called Plexi Laboratories, LLC. And again, the name of the product is Nothing to Hide. And I'm going to go ahead and open Jordan's mic here. Hopefully this all works well. Oh, it's working on it. Okay. Jordan, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Absolutely wonderful. We are dealing with the awesome, hot, humid weather of Florida in August.
Sounds horrible.
So it's not necessarily the time to be here, but I guess it depends on how one looks at it. But, Jordan, when I read your information, it, again, was an opportunity for us to go ahead and take a peek at, some young people who are really realizing, and probably many times before a lot of grown-ups, how important it is to create and to use products that are made according to nature. And when I read your information initially and I saw what the product is about, I knew, and that's what had me go ahead and make the initial contact. And here we are. Everything just kind of came together very smoothly.
Worked out good.
Yes, absolutely. So I am excited for you. I am actually thrilled. I have young people in my life, and I don't want to keep using that term young. I have a lot of creative people around us, and I know when they see and hear about things like what you're doing, they are just, how would I say it, they're in there cheering for you, and the fact that you're following, what's considered more according to nature, that definitely will grab my business partner and my heart really quickly. So that's enough on my part. Let me go ahead and Nothing to Hide is an absolutely amazing name. And I shared a little bit with the listeners about, it was made with the intent of treating your own skin issues, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So can you tell a little bit about yourself in regards to that?
Actually, soon after I graduated from high school, I went to Cochise College down in Sierra Vista for nursing at the time. So for a good year and a half, I was taking prerequisites and everything for the nursing program. So during that time is when I really got motivated to actually try to find something to help myself, my own acne problems.
And so were you one that was dealing with an acne problem that was
correct
with you for a while?
Actually my mom has struggled with acne her entire life. So around the age of 16 is when I started getting it extremely bad. So, I had severe acne for majority of my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And So I do remember in reading everything that I did on your site that basically it was, I think you said it this way, it was cute the way you said that it was put together out of a mishap.
Yeah, it sure was.
With Lou.
Yeah, because when I first started out, actually in a pharmacology class that I took, we were learning about DHT blockers for people that have cancer, say, of the prostate, etc. So also I found out online that it causes people to have acne as well, because it almost has a stimulatory effect to your sebaceous glands to cause them to produce more oil. So that's really how everything got started.
So the sebaceous glands, is that mm-hmm. what plays
Correct.
A major role in that?
It produces sebum in your skin to pretty much lubricate your skin and keep it from being dry. So yeah, and a lot of people, they're extremely sensitive to DHT, so their skin produces more oil than what's needed.
Mm-hmm. And being that you're talking about the, let me just look at my one note here, because I made a couple notes in reading everything. I was just thinking, wow, I want to make sure that the listeners really get. So basically it's considered, well, natural, yes, but also organic based.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just look here. All right. And there is a word that I made note of, and I believe you already said it, but on your website, in fact, listeners, please go to www.plexy, that's P as in Paul, L-E-X-Y, L-A-B as in boy, S.com, so it's plexilabs.com. And there is an information section there that I would love for all of you to make sure that you go to, because what Jordan is sharing today, you know, is definitely all on the site. And what I love about the site, Jordan, is that it's really simple.
Right.
It's easy to you know, go through and understand, so a lay person can go in there and feel like, oh, I got this. This is pretty easy.
Right, yeah. Because the first page, we're trying to educate people as much as we can, because it's a new product and a new attempt to treat acne that not a lot of places have actually tried, so
mm-hmm.
we're mostly trying to educate people at this point.
Well, now you're using a word, when you say educate, that's the most important word. In fact, when my business partner, just to share a little with you, when my business partner and I started 25 years ago, really that was the strongest message that came through, is that, okay, you all need to just come up with ways to educate people. And
mm-hmm.
that's really what the Healthy Referral Newspaper is. And I know that that's why we all connected, because you are about informing people and educating them. And that is
right.
totally why we exist, including this radio show. So I just thank you for following your I guess we could say intuition, and just continuing to move forward with it. So I know that there's a term, and I don't want to get too technical with terms, but I know there is the term beta-sitosterol, which is an organic plant-based steroid that is the most common of the dietary ones.
Right.
And that you know, some of this, when I read it brought some things back to me from years ago. And it also mentions on your site that the structure is very similar to cholesterol, which I found interesting. But, you know, at the same time, it's classified as being neutral. So mm-hmm. the picture that Jordan has on the website, listeners, you'll see, and again, it's such a simple, clear description here. It shows the skin, and it shows the inflammation. And then as it goes down, it shows the infected sebum. And then you go down a little deeper, and you see the sebaceous gland and the hair follicle. And again, it is very easy for you to see what happens whenever we have issues with acne and skin problems. So this abbreviation, Jordan, of DHT,
mm-hmm.
what does that stand for?
Dihydrotestosterone. It's actually a byproduct of testosterone when it comes
mm-hmm.
into contact with 5-alpha reductase, which is actually an enzyme it's found in large amounts in the skin, especially on the face and back, which is the two common places that people get acne.
Hmm.
Yep, so our product, we try to block this enzyme topically by putting it on your face, and the cream can be applied to your back as well.
Mm-hmm. So really what is going on is that the sebaceous glands are what? They're very sensitive to the hormones?
Yeah, because a lot of people wonder why some people have acne and other people don't. Our theory, or what our company is based around, is that some people, their glands are almost hypersensitive to this hormone compared to other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And would you say that diet plays a major role?
Yes, it does immensely. Because you can get beta sidosterol in foods as well. If you have, if you eat healthy, say you eat nuts, vegetables, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So but a lot of times it isn't enough for some people, because a lot of people, they eat extremely healthy, which my mom and I did my entire life, and we still struggled with acne, even though we maintained a healthy diet.
Uh-huh. Well, and again, being that you said what you just did, healthy foods, just because something could be considered healthy doesn't mean that it's going to work for your particular skin type and your particular body, your
right.
particular metabolism, all of that. We are, even though we're all connected, we are all individuals and have our own things to work with, and especially depending on what culture, you know, our cultural background and all of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So listeners, to contact Jordan Austin at Plexi Labs, please feel free to, you can, of course, email. I'll give you that information, or call or whatever. But the email would be plexilabs.comments, just like the word comments with an S, @gmail.com. Again, plexilabs.comments@gmail.com. And of course, you heard the website, which is plexilabs.com. And we would love for you to, when you do get in touch with Jordan, to go ahead and mention that you heard him on Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show. That would be really awesome. And it is actually referred, I see you're an LLC, so it's a Plexi Laboratories LLC. And you're out of Arizona, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, actually in Benson, Arizona. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a fairly small city right outside of Tucson.
I know when I was talking earlier to your mom, I was telling her I have a friend who loves Tucson and goes back there as much as they can. And I have not been to Tucson. I've been to Sedona. I fell in love with Sedona years ago.
Sedona is beautiful. It really is.
Yes. And had an opportunity to hike all over the place there with somebody who knew where they were going. So that was great. is the best way through email, Jordan, or is there also a phone number? I was just curious.
Actually, for contacting us, email is the best way. Sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes sense. So, listeners, you can be sure to do that.
Yeah, and if anybody has questions about the show or website, just feel free to contact us about anything.
Mm-hmm. So when this is applied, when nothing to hide, which is the name of the product again, it's a cream base, and you basically mm-hmm. just spread it on, and what happens is it, I guess, just starts to go to work right away on preventing the buildup of the enzyme?
Correct. Yeah, usually we encourage people to apply it twice daily. So in the mornings mm-hmm. after you wash your face or exfoliate, and then in the evenings before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. So, now, is this just lightly applied, or do you have to put it on heavily?
Actually, we encourage people to put it on fairly heavily, especially in the beginning, because it's you're trying to break or block the enzyme as much as you can in the beginning. So we
uh-huh.
encourage people to put it on fairly heavy, at least the first 2 weeks. And after that, you can slowly taper it down to not as heavily of an application.
Uh-huh. Okay, and the one thing that I think is important to mention, because DHT is at the same time vital for the body, for its normal function, so I think it's important to mention that DHT is vital in the body for normal functions and shouldn't necessarily be considered completely bad.
Correct. Yes, and that's why trying to block the enzyme topically, we try to get away from blocking DHT systemically throughout your entire body. So it's just mm-hmm. a healthier route, so you don't have any side effects from blocking DHT in your entire body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, listeners, you're listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, and we are in the process of an interview with Jordan Austin, with an amazing product called Nothing to Hide, and you definitely want to go ahead and go to www.plexylabs.com. Now, there are so many products, Jordan.
Oh, there is.
What?
we've pretty much tried them all throughout the years.
oh, my, are there so many. So, I know we talked about what we have, and you've said what you have thus far, but let's address this a little bit more directly. So what sets Nothing to Hide apart from all these others?
Most treatments, if you'd go to a CVS, Walmart, any place like that to get a product, the two common ingredients that you can find is salicylic acid and benzoyl peroxide. And both of them are extremely drying to your skin, and they cause your skin to increase cell turnover. So you're shedding skin faster than you normally would. And to your skin, it's extremely damaging, and it causes your skin to produce more oil. So it's counterproductive to really treating acne in the long run. So, so our product, it has a good moisturizing base, the cream does. So it still keeps the moisture in your skin, but at the same time, it lessens the amount of oil that your skin produces.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't. So there's no negative feedback like with most products.
Mm-hmm. So I know that and Jordan pretty much said this, not necessarily the percent, but Nothing to Hide basically is has 3%. What's called high-grade liquid beta-cetosterol that is easily, as you heard, easily absorbed by the skin. And so the core ingredients of the product is the beta-cetosterol, niacinamide, how you pronounce that? Vitamin
yeah,
B3.
Niacinamide. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, which is vitamin B3, and zinc oxide, and allantoin?
Yeah, allantoin.
Uh-huh. And so, again, listeners, when you go to the site and you see the simple diagram there, it's going to click very, very quickly for you, you know, how easy it may be to go ahead and, depending on what you're using, and that's why we're talking about Nothing to Hide today, you're using something like Nothing to Hide, you're going to be able to see a result. And like Jordan said, it's anything in life takes just a little bit of time. And I know so often in this world we want instant, like the next morning. And you know, let's not go there. Let's just realize that it took a while to get where we have gotten, and let's go ahead and give it some time. So the real amazing effect of the product comes from the combination of these four ingredients that we just mentioned, and actually Jordan mentioned earlier. So, and I know that so many of these other products, and believe me, I know people who are presently using, and I can name a whole bunch of them, but I'm not going to do that, that for years they've been using, and I'm thinking, oh, goodness. And you know, Jordan, I personally have been, I want to say, absolutely fortunate, what are the words, blessed, grateful, that I was not, well, that I was made to realize very early on in life that I don't want to put all this yuck on my skin. I don't want to use a lot of makeup. I don't want to, I mean, I looked at the ingredients, this is when I was, you know, little. I'd look at the ingredients and I'd go, you know, yike, what's, you know, and people, women, men too, but, you know, women have, and they destroy their skin and their hair and so many other things by, you know, some of the stuff that they put on and in their bodies.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, especially with makeup. It's amazing how of the ingredients that they're putting in and how comedogenic it is. It's horrible.
I know. In fact, when I was, I think this was maybe 8 years old. I don't know what was going on, but I do remember that I was looking at the back of the bottle of cream that my mother had in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I like couldn't read any of it. and I thought, oh my goodness. And I got a definite feeling that I didn't want to use this kind of stuff on my skin anymore. And that, you know, that was one of the initial awakenings. So my message to you listeners, male or female, child or adult, the least that you use, especially chemical-wise, artificially-wise, all of that on your skin, the better off you're going to be. And you'll be so grateful as you go through life. And in your later years, it's so wonderful when you're 60, 70, 80 to be able to have a good, healthy look. So both inside and outside.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, is there anything else that we may have missed that you want to be sure to communicate?
I think that's it, pretty much. Yeah, well, actually, we've been thinking about other products that we might come out with. And so we were thinking possibly an enzyme mask and face wash.
Uh-huh.
The main base of the face wash would be black soap. So. Yeah.
In fact, I was going to ask you if there are any other products in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so,
we've had a lot of people ask.
Uh-huh. Well, I know it's important to, you know, sometimes it's better just to not move too quickly. And you have a good thing going, let's give it a good opportunity, and the rest will take care of itself. So
right.
I want to thank you for taking this time in being with us today, and I look forward to sending you the link to this interview so that you can share it and do what you would like with it.
Yeah,
it's always
definitely.
It's always such a great promotional tool, you know, for people to use. So we're happy to be able to do that, and I'm totally excited. I did get the product, and also you're going to be in our upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper. So that's very exciting, and you will get copies of all of that. And I love your mom. She's great. Sounds like me.
Yes, she is.
Yes. That's what I love about what we do, too, Jordan, is just all the people we meet. So you keep it up, okay? And
yep, will do.
We appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you, and be well. and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking with you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay,
and
bye.
Listeners, that was Jordan Austin. Please go to www.plexilabs.com and call us at Healthy Referral Newspaper for any questions about anything you heard on the show today, including being in this next issue of Healthy Referral Newspaper. It's 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. And thank you so much for continuing to support us and listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Be well.